Alaska Extension Almanac.
It's common practice on most operations to pay independent contractors, part-time or self-employed workers to help on a farm. Extension Associate Educator Shannon Sands says, and those in other situations, a 1099 tax form will need to be filled out. Some deadlines for those forms have passed, but Shannon says other important deadlines are coming up.
A 1099 form is generally, and I do want to stress generally, you want to talk to your accountant, is generally a form that you send or receive if you have given or, again, if you've done work. So if you're an independent contractor, like you stated earlier, so custom farm work, a lot of times you'll receive 1099s, things like that from whoever you worked with. If you are a custom farmer, people who build fences, 1099s. I was like, I have a friend that recently just redid his fencing for his cows. And I was like, that was way more than $600. But the general rule of thumb is anytime a firm or individual makes payments of $600 or more in a calendar year to, again, an independent contractor, or self-employed worker, could be a landowner. It's a wide variety. Could be an LLC, could be a partnership. Then you generally need to fill out a form 1099, and specifically, with regards to agriculture, generally the 1099 MISC, or what I'll probably refer to as the 1099 MISC from here on out. There are, again, when I counted on the IRS website, there was 10. The ones that most people in agriculture, the one most of us need to know about, and again, talk to your accountant because everybody's different. And I certainly know a lot of people in ag that have multiple companies and multiple industries that they work in. So really important to talk to your accountant. I want to stress that. Like I said, there's 10 of them and I can't memorize them all. But the big one most people in agriculture use is that 1099 MISC. It has to, generally you want it sent out by January 31st. So we're past that date now, obviously. But ideally you want it sent out to whoever needs to receive it. Or if you're the one that needs to receive it, you want to receive it. Again, it needs to be set post-dated by the 31st, ideally. It's just really important to make sure you get it out. But it can include anything. I mean, it's a wide variety. Again, talk to your accountant, but it could include things like crop insurance proceeds, cash payments. It can also include things like, say you and I were had an operating agreement. Maybe you were going to custom hay for me, right? And we bartered that out in like you getting a percentage of the hay. That also needs a 1099 filled out potentially. So again, really important to talk to your accountant about your situation and also to really keep track of like good records, because if I did have you custom hay for me, let's say, right, and I don't report that, we could both be penalized pretty heavily by the IRS with like up to 20% of underpayment if we didn't, again, turn those in. So January 31st is the big one to get it out. Again, we've passed that, like you stated. If you don't include this in your taxable stuff, you can send it out late, because let's be honest, a lot of times it's your neighbor or like down the road. So it's pretty easy to get it to them, or vice versa, receive it. And oftentimes people are pretty understanding. But, you know, taxes for most ag operations are due the beginning of March. So it's really important to get it out sooner rather than later right now. But if you don't include this and any other taxable income on your tax return and you get audited, you could be subject to a penalty. Failing to report income may cause your return to understate tax liability. And if that happens, according to the IRS, I pulled this directly from the site, they can impose what's called an accuracy related penalty that's equal to 20% of your underpayment. And for most people, like I said, you file those 1099s if you spend $600 or more. And I don't know about you, but it's pretty easy when you have a business to spend $600.
Today's program was a portion of an interview from the FarmCast podcast, offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.